Iskaven Zikstein Vizor Galba. Something had Kavona to throw two and it went four. So he didn't intend to hit the guy. He only intended to throw a particular place. It went further and the other guy was there. So Ninin is Zokin Yochai, because we know the Klal is always Chai for Shegig. Ninin Dalad Voyim, Potter, because we know the Klal is, if you didn't have Kavona, there's no Chiv Dalad Voyim. And it's obviously also not Korob Amazit, because if there would be Korob Amazit, there would be a Chiyuv. Then in Shabbos, Melech Machsheves, the Inon, and it isn't, because he only had Kavanah to throw two, he never had Kavanah to do the Melech Bechlal. Then in Golus, Asheloi Tzolo. So we have to see what that means. Asheloi Tzolo Om Rachmona. Then in Golus, Asheloi Tzolo Om Rachmona. Pratin in Eskabal Lizek Shtayim Zog Arba. So we have to see what that means. It is a chiyuv or isn't a chiyuv of Golus. It's Machlokes in Rashi. And in Inyan Eved, Pukta, the Shemengli of Rabbanon, like we said earlier, that if you didn't have Kavana for the eye, if you didn't have Kavana, yeah, didn't have Kavana for the eye, is a Machlokes of Shemengli and Rabbanon. Kundra of Shemengli, what's the din?
He's not free.
Kundra of Shemengli, he's not free. And Kundra of Rabbanon, he's free. Top. Dr. Rashi, here's a bit of a longer Rashi. Lizuk Stein is halfway down the page, slightly over halfway down the page. Lizuk Stein. Lenin Shabbos Potter, the Melechas Mashevis Beino. But you need Melech Mashevis. Lenin Golos. Lenin Golos, first of Rashi is Lenin Golos, Chaim. It's Chaim to go to Golos. Why? Tersiva, Shelo, Soto. Says somebody didn't lay in trap to kill somebody, then he goes to Golus. Prat, and then Skaven is Ekstein, Zog Arba. This comes to exclude, Skaven is Ekstein, Zog Arba. What do you mean exclude? We just said Yechayv Golus. She'eno yibetores ki yozidish, ena betores besam techomokim. So it's a big crutch, a big tichuy in the lotion of the Gemara. That when it says prat, it doesn't mean prat to say that he's not included in Asheroi Tzodo, because he is included in Asheroi Tzodo. But prat means he's not included in the next pasuk of Chiyozid Ish. There's somebody who does it with Kavana, so he's not included in the next pasuk. But rather, he's included in the normal rule of Asheroi Tzodo. That's how Rashi is explaining it. First prayer Rashi. So Rashi holds that somebody goes, somebody's Chaim Golos. Chaim Golos. Next Rashi. Lishnachim. Rashi lo yitzolo. Prat, the miskavi, the potter me Golos. He's potter me Golos. Why is he potter me Golos? The Ochi Mashma. Shelo yitzolo. Shelo yitzolo means, shelo yit miskavi nitzadid velizrik etzlo. Shelo yitzolo means he didn't have kavana to do it in that direction. Then Yoms, then he goes to Golos. Prat, the Zen, Shetzodo, this comes to exclude this guy that did intend to throw in a particular direction, he can't go to Golos. So according to the second chart, Rashi fits him better in the words. Prat, the Tzodo means this person doesn't go to Golos, right? Ashaloi Tzodo, some of you didn't intend, he goes to Golos, but this guy did intend. He had full intention when he threw that stone, so he wouldn't go to Golos.
What pushes Rashi to give two different? If one is Dabbat, one is more Rashi, why does he present both?
Right, so Dabbat's saying, why do you have two shots? So both of them have a big difficulty. The first one doesn't fit in the words of the Gemara. Prat the Tzoda means, no, Prat, not included in the next possible. The second one also has big problems. What are we saying? The second one's Potter and Golos. Why is he Potter and Golos? Says Reb David, Korob Lemezid. If he's Korob Lemezid, then why is he also from?
From the point of us.
If he's Korob Lemezid, why is he also from? No, that's not what I wanted. We're saying if he's Potter from Golos because he's Korob Lemezid, then one of the other halachas here doesn't fit in. One of the other halachas doesn't fit in. If he's Korob Lemezid, then why is he potter from Dalit. Yeah, why is he Potter from Dalit?
That's it, the opinion.
Okay, you've got two Hudson. It's a dog. Right? So
but
if you say
this
that's the thing, it's all going, then we don't.
We're just focusing on Goa's, we're focusing in here.
Okay, if you look at one dot in a picture,
right,
you don't understand it. It's not, it's a whole thing here. The rabbi said a whole bunch of things. He said, you're part of Dalit, and you're also something goddess. If means you're part of a goddess because it's called amazed, then why are you part of from Dalit Bay? It should be Chayav Dalit Bay.
Right.
Yeah, why Chayav Dalit? Right? So we don't chat in Rashi. The Rashi means there is an oinus. Throwing it one place and it goes further than where you planned it to go is considered more of an oinus than when you didn't intend to throw the stone at all anyway.
That fits better with
that. And then Dalit fits in. And then Dalit fits in. It's also a tremendous hitter. Suddenly you threw two and it went further than you planned is considered kohen oinus because that's something which he never dreamt it would do.
That sounds more dark.
Okay. The Rashba learns to cover amazing. And there's definitely Shenu learns to cover loyness. So whatever it is, it's a problem in that learning. Right? So that's why there's two Malachim in Rashi. First Malachim Rashi is coming to say that Bemeti goes to Golos. It's a shegig. You go to Golos, just like a chai for Dalit, you also go to Golos, it's a shegig. I have a kasha. What's the prat? If you go to Golos, why does it say prat? The answer is because prat lechiyozit. You're not included in the mezit. Okay. Second shah was no, but Meti doesn't go to Golos. He's prat. He's excluded from Golos. Why? Either because he's called the mezit, and then you have a problem of Dalit. Then Dovra said, okay, we're machalik between Misa and Oishas. So we said that machalik, or that it means Oinus. Means Oinus. Means it's an Oinus.
Karl. Oishas is only one of the Dalit. It's often.
All the Dalit. Oh. All the Dalit. You're not chai for Dalit if it's Shaykh. If it's Shaykh. We are chai.
I know.
It's
covered. Right, but so what was Rav Sholom's name?
No, so he wanted to be machalik and say he is called Kovrib Shir, but only regarding killing someone, but regarding embarrassing him and hurting him and doctor's fees and tsar, all that's not called something he should have taken into account. That's Shir. All right, that's a different level. You can listen back to the Shurim for hearing that. Okay, Toysus. We're just trying to move a little bit faster this time. Toysus, Niskavan is Ekstein. Vizorg Alba. Lean in Shabbos.
We didn't know, I was about to say.
We missed them out. I mean, we did them the first time. And on Thursday, I said that I should wait for you to do them. So we'll come to that in a minute. Okay, we'll come back to the previous two since we've already moved on. This coming is Ekstein Vizorg Alba. So it says, taste is here. The Indian Shabbos your portal. All right, Tosis has a question. I feel about by even if you're by the Mechayev Bepei Klal Godoy that says that somebody is if you have an iskavan to do one thing and do something else. Mechayev, how in an iskavan is Ukshtayim b'nimtzu u'arba? He had kavanah or two. It turned out it was really four. So he did what he planned to do. He just thought that it wasn't four amos. He planned to cut a tolush, and he cut mechuba, which means the ainush is sovosh tolush, venims mechuba. In those cases, Abai holds your chayv. He planned to do a melacha, and he did it. He just didn't think it was a melacha. He thought it was tolush, so he cut it. Turned out it was mechuba. Abai holds your chayv. That is the case with Skamel Zuckstein. It turns out it was our. But our case wasn't that. Our case, he was in the Skam Nizukhtai, and it went further. It went for, so it wasn't Mechlal, it's Melocha, that's Miss Asik and your bottom. Yeah, the in is coming is there. Mechotach is there, last line of thesis. In is coming is there, if he had Kavonah to cut one thing, and he cut something else, That's Miss Asik, Kedemuchach, Pepe, Sophic, Papa. That's considered Miss Asik, and there's no Chiyuv Koban in such a case. Okay, I'll see three cases again. There is an Ashita, I'll just say about Pepas. Abai holds that even though it's Kamadik Stein, Mizal Alba, Abai holds your Chayiv. It seems to be contradicted to what we just said here. Rabbi told us that Kamadik Stein, Mizal Alba, your bottle. So is this, does Rabbi's statement contradict Abai's statement? Says Tesis, no. It's coming, Nizik Stein, Mizorg Arba, could be one of two scenarios, and it's different halachos. If you planned a third two and it went further than you planned, so then that's what you did is not what you planned to do. That's called misasik. That's called, I was involved in one thing and something else happened. But if I planned a third X, I thought it was two, it turned out to be four. And that I planned to do, what I wanted to do, and I'll be chayiv, mekoben, chatos, in that case, according to Rabbah. See the entire side?
So says from Tosos, can we see that he holds that it's coverable bonus from that?
No, no.
Because if he throws two and goes four, that would be equivalent. He's not intending to do that.
It's not meleches machshavis.
Oh, okay.
It's not melech shabbos. Not good. For Shabbos, you need to have kavona for melach. You didn't have kavona for melach. So it says Tosis. We'll see that Tosis inside again. It's coming. It's Rishtayim. Mizorg Arba. The inin Shabbos portal. But afilu la Abaye. Even according to Abaye, the mechay bepek kal godoy. Who says yochay in that case? No. Hayno. It's coming. It's Rishtayim. That's in the case we planned a third two, v'nimtzu arba, and it turns out to be four. Dumya, then it's gavan lachtech atolosh, similar to the case where somebody intended to cut atolosh, v'chotach is a mechuba, and he cut a mechuba. That means he intended to do something. He thought it was a tolosh, and it turns out to be a mechuba. Shahayimah says this, it's just soba tolosh, he thought it was tolosh. V'nimtzu mechuba, it turned out to be mechuba. And then you come to buy your chayv. The in is coming is there, because if it means that case in Shabbos was that he intended to cut one thing and he cut something else, haynu misasik. That's considered misasik according to all the opinions. Kedemuchah peik sofik och. If you intend to do one thing, you do something else, a different activity. You would do, you plan to pick up this and you picked up another thing, that's his asik, and nobody would say a chayv.
Understand, that was the case you just said.
No, it wasn't. The case it said was he planned to pick up this, he thought it was tolosh, it turns out it was mechuba. He picked up what he planned to do. He just thought it was tolosh and turned out to be mechuba. There Abai says a chayv. That's the case of throwing two, and you thought it was two, but really it was four. There Abai holds your chayv.
But if you have a target, you think that the target was two away and it turns out it's four away. Then that would be the case where he thought the plant was disconnected, but actually was
connected. Right.
Yes,
Yasin. Yes. What are the two cases with by
the plant?
Yeah, just a plant.
You have a plant that's actually connected to the ground, attached to the ground. He thought it was detached, and he picked it up firmly and detached it from the ground. Is he chai for the activity? So you did what you planned to do. You planned to pick up this plant.
He
thought it was tolosh. So his mistake was in his thinking. He thought it was tolosh. So since his activity, what his hand did was exactly what he planned to do. The activity was exactly what he planned to do, to pick up this plant. He just didn't realize it was attached to the ground. It says Abai, it's machlik, it's in the Gemara. Abai, hot your chayv. It's chayv chatos. Why? Because sheyig. So what's the case of this asik? If he planned to pick up, he put his hand to pick up grapes, and without thinking, he picked up the plant next to it. He picked up something else. So there, that he didn't plan, he didn't do what he planned to do. He planned to pick up X and he picked up Y. That's Miss Asik. And then you're not chayav chatas. So when you can, when you throw it two and it goes four, did you do what you planned to do? No. If you throw it two and it turns out it's four, did you do what you planned to do?
Yes.
If you threw it two, it turns out it wasn't two, it was really four. He thought it was two, he mismeasured. He thought the distance was only 2 hours and it turns out four. Did he do what he planned to do? Yes. Just he didn't realize he's doing a melacha. Abai holds a chayav chatas because it's melech machshavas. He did exactly what he planned to do. He planned to throw it to that location. Just you misestimated. You thought it was only 2 hours. And that was the chiluk. He said, "No, he didn't plan to do melacha. He thought it was two." Right? That's the story. Okay. So because the previous two tases that I guess you were doing, have you done the long tases of Prat? No?
We did not. We did the other ones.
Okay, so then we have to go back to the other two tases. I apologize. Doing virtually to see them. We said the Gabi Eved, if somebody was, say, the case, he threw two and it went four. It's not exactly the case, but it doesn't make a difference. He planned to throw it two and it went an extra 2 amas and knocked out the eye of the Eved. So it's machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and Rabbah. According to Rabbanon, the Eved goes free. According to Shimon Gamliel, it does not. Where do we see this machlokes of Rabbanon and Shimon Gamliel? Where was it stated? Well, regarding what were they arguing? So the Gemara said before regarding, he asked him to put out his tooth, not put out his tooth, but rather do some chiseling in his tooth or put something around his eye. And the master tried to do his best, but unfortunately didn't and knocked out the tooth. Rabbanon say he goes free, and Shimon Gamliel says he doesn't. So the question is, who says our case is the same as theirs? In the case, the Rabbanon, he was trying to do the eye. So that's why he goes. That's why he goes free into Rabbanon. The master was doing something to the eye. Here, Bechlal, the master didn't have any intention, Bechlal. So who says that the two are the same case? So that's our thesis. The Inyan Eved booked the Reb Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon. It's the third thesis on the page. The Inyan Eved booked the Reb Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon. Amen. To pay come the Kedushin, make me Rabbanon, hay v'shichason. Rabbanon also learned this pasuk v'shichason means you have to have intention. Before what? That he was, the master was trying to help the shifcho, and he put his hands into the womb. And by doing that, he blinded the baby. And there, he's potel. He didn't have intention to blind the eye. He didn't have intention only to blind the eye. He didn't have intention to do anything with the eye. So what states this kasha? The Achanami lo niskaven. The Rabbanon agreed to the Shichasov. The Shichasov is a pasuk. If Shimon says the Shichasov means you have the intention to blind the eye. The Rabbanon say no, you don't need to have intention to blind the eye. You have to have intention for something for the eye. So in the case where you did choy the eye or chiseling in the tooth, where you were involved in the tooth, that's for shichasov. So maybe the Eved goes free. But in a case when you're trying to help a lady give birth and he puts his hand into the womb and he blinds the eye without any intention of the eye at all, then the Rabbana say he doesn't go free. No, in our case, we throw him two and it went four. Or in the case where he stood up and the stone went flying and knocked into the eye of the Eved, he had any intention for the eye of the Eved? No. So Rabbanon should agree, he doesn't go free. Our Gemara says it's Toyna Machlokes, Reb Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon. Reb Shimon Gamliel says v'shichaso, he didn't have intention. And Rabbanon says, you don't need v'shichaso. It's not true, Rabbanon also learned v'shichaso. Rabbanon learned v'shichaso means you have to have intention for the eye, not to blind the eye. You have to have intention for the eye. If you didn't have intention even for the eye, you don't go free. The eye doesn't go free. So why here? And our Gemara does that. Gemara say that the Eved goes free. The Yishleima answers thesis. Teleipatur Rabbonon Elahicha Deloy Niskaven Ayin. Rabbonon hold your bottle means the heaven doesn't go free in a case where you didn't have intention for the eye. Vegam Niskaven Tevosu Shereve. Not just he didn't have intention for the eye. He had to have, he didn't have intention for that, and also for the benefit of the evidence. Kihosa, like that example, he puts his hand into the Me'e Imoi to help the Shifcha, and by doing so, blinded the eye. Did he intend to blind the eye? Did he intend anything to do with the eye? No. And was he trying to be helpful? Yes. Then he doesn't, the evidence doesn't go free. Avon is scamming. Every intention, the eye. If he had intention to, for the eye, Ava Bishan is coming to us. Even if he intended for the good of the heaven, for instance, Cholis Eino. Oy, Loin is coming to us. Oh, he didn't intend for the benefit of the heaven. Ava Gavda Loin is coming to eye, even though he didn't intend for the eye, Loin, then Rabbanon would not say the din that the heaven doesn't go free, but rather the heaven does go free. Tosfos says, in order for the Eved not to go free, you need a double two conditions for the sake in the Tevas HaOden. You need two things to have been on the side of the Oden in order for the Eved to stay there. Number one is the Oden was trying to be helpful, and number two is the Oden didn't intend to touch the eye. But if you don't have any of both of those conditions, even though you've got one of those conditions, the effort will go free. If you weren't trying to be helpful, even though you didn't intend, or you were trying to be helpful, but you did intend for the eye, the effort will go free. So maybe in our case, stood up, the effort went flying. Was he trying to be helpful? Nope. So will you go free? Yes, I'll go free. Very good. Good. Taste is clear. Next, Taste.
I have a question on that.
Yes, please.
The how do they apply to the case where he stood up?
No.
In the case of the Mishnah, the Rice brings the Tanya. You say that, right, we're talking about a situation where the Eved asks him to come over and help him out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Adon is actually working on the eye or on the tooth.
Right.
On a specific place. So I can say there was a kavana to help, whatever it is, a kavana to deal with that specific location.
So no, it's kavana to help. But since he had kavana to deal with that specific location, the Eved goes through.
Right, but here he's intending and doing something. He's doing something as a koach with an intent. There's shogeg, let's call it. In the case of the rock, when he didn't even know that somebody put it on him, and he stands up, he said, "That's honest."
So it's not honest.
It's honest.
It's kyphonetic.
I know, it's honest. Oh, honest.
It's not honest because it's kyphonetic. We said you should check what you're doing before you stand up, but. So just like a chayv for nezik, you chayv for the eved going free as well. That's not a kasha. Just the problem was he didn't have intention bechlal for the eye. On the other hand, he wasn't being helpful. So since you don't have both of them, the eved goes free. You need to have, in order for the elder to keep the eved, it needs to be parted into both.
The rice itself did not say he asked the adult to help him with the ear and then the eye got poked out. No, the rice itself talks about a case where he played a trick on him by telling him, work on my eye,
no.
Work on my tooth.
Yeah.
Wasn't work on my ear, and he hit his eye.
No.
Who gives us the right to say that that's going to, we're letting him out on a case of the rice that we didn't discuss.
Right.
The rice that discusses a case where he was working on the eye and something happened to the eye.
Right.
Not that he told him work on my ear and something happened to the eye.
Right.
And here, he didn't work on the eye. He stood up.
Right.
So how do you have a right to learn out from this rice to our case of the person laying down?
Right. Good question. No, good question. Elsie's asking a good question. Much of the rice that only spoke about when he actually intended to do the eye, how do we know the clown? If you don't intend to do the eye, the Eved will go free. We know that in here he didn't intend for the eye and he wasn't doing for the benefit. Where do we see that? All we see is that in case when you don't tend for the eye, like taking out the baby, you don't tend for the eye, he doesn't go free. And we know if you do intend for the eye, he does go free. How do we know there's another element? How did the Gemara, how did the Rabbah know? Yeah, how did the Rabbah know? There's another element of helpful or not helpful. How do we know that? It's a very good argument.
You will say Koshka?
It's not Koshka, what's Koshka?
Oh, I mean, here he's trying to be helpful.
He's not trying. Where, which case? Say that. That's your Koshka. Then maybe the whole thing is if you intended for the eye. That's really what Tosis asked. That maybe only if you intended for the eye. But in case you see, if you tried to take out the baby and you didn't intend for the eye, then he's potter. If it doesn't go free, so maybe the point is if you intended or didn't intend, how do you know? There's another thing of if you're trying to be helpful or not. That's Rabbah's Kiddush, but how did Rabbah know it? Right? No, Shem Zalman's married on this problem. It's a problem, it's an issue on Rabbah. Where did Rabbah know this? There's another Tanai of if you are being helpful or not.
Can't learn it from the Pasuk.
Which Pasuk?
When he's hitting the Eben. No. So there, he's not doing it intending to hit his eye. You would think he's just trying to hit it.
No.
So it's not the Tobaso, but he's not being behind for the eye, and he goes free.
Well, where did he see in the Pasuk? It says he's not intended for the eye.
But you think he would intend for the eye? I mean, just from a logical standpoint.
Yeah, because I locked it first too, so no, it's
you're not intending to hit him in the tooth either.
Who says it?
He turns his head.
So you're making a bit of a mock, yeah? Then I assume that he's not intending to. Maybe he is. We don't have a positive. So it's Aaron and Rabba. It's the male Aaron and Rabba. And he's married to Ian Rav to explain it. It's to do with if you have an employee, if you're a dentist, and you ask a dentist to do something for you, if it's considered a Maisa Nezek, it's Mashmach on this point. I didn't think it was really Martin for us to go too much beyond on it, but it's definitely a Ha'arah. You raised the point that needs to be raised. Where did Rabbah know this new point from? Okay. Rabbah's telling us, but where did he know this? It's something called helpful, not helpful. Where do we see that? So if you want to look, Mincha Shleima, here, Aleph, Daf Chavor, Beis, Mariach on this point. Okay. Next case is Bishgoga, Mechlal Dahavli Yedir. So the Gemara said that Golus, there's a difference if he knew about it before or didn't know about it before. If he knew he had something on his lap and he forgot about it and then he stood up, oh, he goes to Golus. If he didn't know it was on his lap, he doesn't go to Golus. How do we know that? Because it says Bishgoga. Bishgoga means that you know about it. Didn't you think somebody ate chilev and didn't know it was chilev? Didn't know, never knew it was chilev. And yet chilev, is he not chayav b'chatos? You have to have known something beforehand. Where's this from? Where do we know this idea that you have to have known something, then forgot about it? From the word bishkogo? It's not called shkogo otherwise. It says Tosis, Tosis is bothered about this point. And Tosis says, Meshum. Since by Golus it says multiple times the word Shkoga, that's why we have a right to dash on this new thing, a novelty that you need to know about it first. It says, even though it says Shkoga, we are not concerned about whether he needs to have had the idea beforehand. He doesn't need to have the idea beforehand. Why? Because there's no such halacha by shogeg, you need to have the idea beforehand. It's specifically when it mentions shogeg numerous times, then we need it. From a high time, it's for the same reason that there's another novelty by Goddess. Ayma Mutter. I'm a mutter. Suddenly he thought it was mutter to kill someone. He doesn't go to Golus. Even though Oyman Butit Chayav Chatos. Somebody thought it was allowed to kill a person. We gave an example last time of euthanasia. He thought it was mercy killing, allowed to kill. So he doesn't go to Godus. Why? Mibishkogo. From the Pasuk Shkogo. Even though by every other case, there's a chiyuv chatos by chelev. If somebody thought it was mutter to be chelev, it's chayav chatos. Somebody thought it's mutter to be mechalas Shabbos, it's chayav chatos. So what's pshat? What's unique by golus? The golus is potter and golus if it's over mutter. So it says the same answer. Since it says mishkoga numerous times, we learn from there, A, it has to be you knew about it beforehand, and B, it has to be that you thought, you didn't think it was allowed to do, it's just there was a mistake. But if you thought you were allowed to do it, then there's no chiyuv golus. Oy mamutzah mibishkoga, like gabi golus, ava gabi gabi shabbos, ava dizorak, si bishkoga. It says also the word shkoga by Shabbos, and we say that oy mamutzah is chayiv on Shabbos. Where does it say it? It says in Imperial Klal Godi. So Tosis is telling us that since it says oy mamutzah numerous times, this special dinim in the shegig of golus. A, you have to have known about it and then you forgot about it. But if you never knew about it, it doesn't get into the realm of shogeg. The shogeg is stressing, you have to have known about it and forgot about it. If you never knew about it, it never got into the realm of shogeg. It's not even shogeg. If you never knew
about it. That's the case, that's the rock.
There's a rock. He had a rock on his lap. Right, he didn't know there was a rock on his lap. He never ever knew there was a rock on his lap. He stood up. And he killed somebody, he doesn't go to Golos. Why? Because not Bishkoga, he never knew about it. There's no din like that. He never, by any other story, you don't need to know about it beforehand. Teretz is because since Bishkoga stresses an extra time to tell me, it has to be something which I knew and I forgot. Similarly, Oyvamuta, if somebody thought he was allowed to kill someone, and turns out it was a mistake, he wasn't allowed to kill. He doesn't go to Golos.
He does
not go to Golos. Did not go to Golos. Why? Because it's not even Shogeg. He thought he was allowed to do it. Mashingim a Shabbos, if somebody thought it's then you're allowed to cook on Shabbos, and it turns out he was wrong, he had a chol shein by sakana. Somebody was sick, migraines, and he thought he has to cook, he's allowed to cook for such a person. Oh, no mutter. Why? For Golos is not called the Shogeg, and for Shabbos it is. Same answer. Like Golos says, Bishkoga has to be real Shogeg. What's real Shogeg? That you, it's not that you thought you were allowed to do it. You forgot. That's called Shogeg. You forgot. Shogeg by Shabbos, nothing to do with forgetting. For Shabbos, if you're Machalas Shabbos, that's enough.
In Golos' case, what's the case that it's real Shogeg?
He had it on his lap, he knew he had it on his lap, and then he forgot about it and stood up. Okay, next, that tesis. Okay, Brandis Gavin Stein, since we have time, I'll have to say it. Brandis Gavin Nizor, this long tesis. Last generation, Pesha Kuntuas, the first explanation of Rashi was, sure, what was the first explanation of Rashi? Somebody who in his coming six times like Abba, he goes to Golos, doesn't go to Golos.
He does
go to Golos. So what do you mean by Prat?
Prat means to from the next person.
Very good, excellent. Prat in his coming six times like Abba, to lo yabba b'chal ki yozid. I'm saying the first line of Tosef of the Fas, but it's all Rashi. Okay, ki yozid. V'tvei haba niche lefarish. Tosef said, I don't mind you explaining this Prat. If you read the extension, it would have been better to say "Tilay Haba Bechlal Maki Ish Umes." It is not included in the previous pasuk. Tav Le El Minim. So the previous pasuk, it pasuk says "Maki Ish Umes Mois Umas." Basher Loit Soda. So better to say "Basher Loit Soda" means if it was the scamming six times. Oh, but it's not included in "Maki Ish Umes." But rather included "Basher Loit Soda." Rather Milifarish. From explaining that it goes on Kiyozid, Dava Basa, which is going after it. Top in Toyma Fictasis, Amai Itzchech Lechayev Golos, Niskaven is Yikshtayim Zog Arba. Why do you need a special posuk to tell me that Yichayim Golos? For Niskaven is Yikshtayim Zog Arba. The Mehicha Sokodaitok the Potter. Why would I throw your Potter? Why would I throw anyone's Potter from Golos? He's Niskaven is Yikshtayim Zog Arba. Of course he's Chayim. Why shouldn't he be? The lift of Mimisa Vadali Asa. This possum is not coming to tell me there's no Mimisa. This Prat that we're saying, Prat, Lezog, Shtaim, Zogab, this guy is Shtaim, Zogab, not coming to say Prat that he's not Chayav Misa. The Pshita, of course he's not Chayav Misa, the Shogu is Potter from Misa. Every Shogu is Potter from Misa, so he's the Shogu. No, he's not Misa. So the possum is not Chayav Misa, so what else is he coming to tell me? Tell me Chayav Golos. Why would I have thought somebody like this is Potter Golos? Why would I have thought Niskaven is Ekshtayim Zog Arba is Potter from is Potter from Golos? Why would I have thought it's Potter from Golos? You mean the second character to Rashi? Yeah, that's this Malach is not going to the second Malach Rashi. Yeah, B'yei Shloima, there's another pasuk Nevibloitzdiye Dosh. Nevibloitzdiye is another pasuk we dash in Elu and Agoyin. Somebody intended to throw east and it went west. What's the din? He's potter from Golos. So I might have thought, what's the difference between Niskaven is like east and it goes west, and Niskaven is like north and it goes more north? Okay, it's the same thing. So you would have thought maybe it's the same thing. So I need a fossil of Vashe Loitzodo to teach me, no. No, there's a difference. If Niskaven is a Mizrach and it went Mayiv, there you're Potter, but it's dear. Niskaven is a Sofoin and went Yois and Sofoin, then you're Chayim Kos. That's how our thesis answers, yeah? Tvelo it's dear, Dorish, Peilin, Agoidim, Prat, Niskaven is a Ritzad Zeh, Mitzor, Ritzad Lachim. From a high crow, from that very Postle, Kavar Potrina, I would have thought your Potter, Apin, Niskaven, Nizrach, Shtayim, Bizarre Alba. That's the first Malach of Rashi. What's Allah? Malach, you Niskan is Ekstein, Bizarre Alba, you go to Golos. Why would I have thought anything otherwise? Because maybe it's included in the Kula, in the Ptul, on Niskan, Nizik, Bizarre, 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 Acha. Maybe it's included in the Ptul. Pish Acha, Chibesh Kunches, what's the second shot, Shua? You want to roll? Let's hear it. What's the second shot of Rashi?
Rashi?
It's kind of like Shem Zog Arba. He goes to Golos, doesn't go to Golos?
Well, there's two ways of doing it. Because...
No, there's only one way of running the second shot. He goes to Golos, doesn't go to Golos?
Oh, he does. He's nice.
Does not go to Golos. Now, why? Here's Golos, right?
So, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know that's what I meant. Right. So, he's bothering Golos. Shiny is why. Is it because he's Korob Le Mezid or Korob Le Oynes? See where I have toast this now. So, the Beish Acher and Chepeish Rekunches Shepotim Regolos Ksas Kosha. The Beg Eden Agoyin Oma. The Gemara says, In Bebeta Breiva Hadofoi. It's a Pasuk. In, where was it? Towards the end of Bamidlo. Chumash Bamidlo. Read what? Okay. So I haven't even read it yet. You're going to tell me after you did it again. Okay. Yossi's got like a pismo here. Read it again. One second. Maybe. You know what, Yossi? I'm reading it again. This is not reading. Anyway, that's it. I don't mind doing it again. So let's first do it first. So maybe since this is the pish achrin to pish for conscious, shepoto migoros, kosher ksas, it's difficult, slightly white. To begin and like Elohim Agolin in the third pair of, actually the second pair of Golos. Omar, in Bepesa Bereiva Hadofoi, if somebody without intentional kills somebody, the Gemara learns from there, Prat Lisoini. Soini doesn't go to Golos because God says Bepeta. Say it's not Bepeta, say it hates him. Beloitzdiye, what do we learn from Beloitzdiye? Prat. So that teaches us also don't go to Golos. Prat, Niskaven, Lizik, Shtayim, Mizorak, Arba. So you learned in the Pasuk, which is in Chumash Bamidbar, to tell me, Niskam and Nizik Shtayim, Zog Arba, sorry, Vashel Etzot, which is Pasuk Mishpotim, you learned in there, Pran Niskam and Nizik Shtayim, Zog Arba, which means what? Niskam and Nizik Shtayim, Zog Arba, that he does not go to Godus, right? Come to the same Pasuk Rashi, does not go to Godus. So there's one Pasuk, which is in Bamidbar, which teaches us Niskam and Nizik Tzadzeh, but Omer Tzad Achel, he doesn't go to Godus. And there's another Pasuk in Mishpotim, which teaches us Niskam and Nizik Tzofen, and when more Tzofen, he doesn't go to Godus. Which one's more possible that you don't go to Godus? East-West or North-North?
East-West.
So which one should you dash in first?
The
less of the Chiddush. The Mishpatim should have been in the east-west, and the Chumash Bamidbar should have been north, further north. And yet he doesn't do that. He says, Beloit Tzdiyeh tells me east-west, and Asher Lo Tzadeh, which is the earlier Pasuk, tells us north and further north. Niskam Nizik Shtayim Zog Arba. Vashto, Masher Lo Tzadeh, Tichsiv Bereish Eilo Mishpatim. The first Pasuk, which is said in Mishpatim, Hava Leilim Utei, he should have excluded the one that's closer to be excluded. So there's a question from Rashi, then why do we in the Gemara in Eilein Anoikin, in Eilein Agonim, why the Gemara in Makis? Darshans from below Tzdiyeh, the smaller Chiddush, and Eilei Mishpatim of Asher Lo Tzadeh, the bigger Chiddush, should have been the other way around. The Yishloim answers Tesis, Mishum Dehizkel HaTano Lidrish Kro, since the Tano was already darshaning the Pasuk in Bamidbar, the below Tzdiyeh, Nokat Bereishen, Niskaven Lizoik, Bitzadzeh. That's why he mentioned all the halachas together. Since he's already telling us halacha of soine and halacha of. He's already telling us halacha of soine, so he tells us the next halacha. What's the next poshut halacha? After soine, which one's the next poshut halacha that he doesn't go to God? East west. So he says on that pasuk, he's already dashing the pasuk of this pasuk, telling me that soine, so he carries on to tell me the more poshut one. Knock at Bereishin is Kavan Dizik Tzadzeh to write in a Hansky Apostle. He wanted to say the more Apostle first. Bemet, I ain't a Mishpotim of Asher Tzadzeh could be telling me east west. And Belitzi is telling me his Kavan Dizik Shtayim Bezog Arba. Could it be? Just since he's already dashing the Apostle of Belitzi, telling the Allah of Sine, so he then tells you the next most Apostle to Allah that you don't go to Godos, and that's a case of east west. Okay, so far so good. We had two parts of Tesis. First part of Tesis, we're going to Rashi's first pshat of Rashi, that he's chayiv golus, and Tesis says to Ha'oris, number one, he has Ha'orah. Why does Rashi say prat? I said the next pasuk. She said prat the previous pasuk. No, not so terrible. And the second Ha'orah Tesis has is what would have been the Havamina that somebody should be potter from Golos. Why be meant to say we need this possum to teach me a Chayiv Golos? To which Tais answers, there is this Beloit Tzdiyeh. Beloit Tzdiyeh tells me in the Skamanizik Tzadzeh is on Gitzad Acher is potter. And might have thought who I did in the Skamanizik Shtayim is on Arab is potter. Kumash Shalom, Asheloit Tzadah the Yechayiv. Second half of Taisus, it comes to the second half of Rashi. That some of you in this covenant six times like Abba doesn't go to Godus. Then he's got a cash. He doesn't go to Godus. There's two cases he don't go to Godus. It's covenant six times there, he's on Tzadachet. And it's covenant six times, he's on Abba. Surely, then it's covenant six times there, Baruch Tzadeh is more partial that he don't go to Godus. He didn't even have Kavanah for the direction of the Nirtzach, of the one who was killed. So we should have dashed on that one first, and the answer is you're right. We could have dashed on that one first, but already dashing the Pasuk of Beloit Tzdiyeh to teach me the halacha of Seine. So we included the other halacha, the more Pasuk halacha first. Last one of Tosfos, Yom Tovah. Amai itzchich ve'in an agoylim mi bishkoro niskaven la'arig ha'behim ha'vahoga odom. There's a pasuk that we say if you have kavana to kill a behima and by mistake you killed an odom, right? The famous story of Lemech. And there's a pasuk that says it doesn't go to goros. Hainu, alkoch hainu, surely that's a case of one of two things. Either his government is a bit sad, either he was bound to go one way and he went the other way. Or his government is he was intending to kill the animal, he killed the person. How could that be? So it must be either he intended to do one way and went the other, or he intended to go so far and went further. Well, we know already your potter from Ashalit Soda and from Belit Steer. So why didn't he deposit with Bishkogo? That's Tasis Kash. Someone other the person sitting on the animal. So it's not Niskam Nizik Sazel Zogitalacher. It's not Niskam Nizik Stein Zog Alva. It's exactly what he intended to kill, just he intended to kill the animal which was below, and he killed the person above. So you might have thought Chayv Golos. Bishkoga says not Chayv Golos. Inami. Alternative answer. Kisova behemo
benitzo.
He's not Chayv Golos, but it's possible to say he's not Chayv Golos. He's gone.
What happened?
Nothing.
Would it be
Chayv
Nisla?
No. Why? It's coming from the behemo.
No, but.
What the call of darkness.
That's right.
He's not Chayv Golos. He didn't intend to kill a person.
But they're so close together, one's above the other, that the recklessness.
Might be recklessness, but he doesn't have to go to the ops.
No,
he intended to kill an animal.
Okay, so
He intended to kill the animal.
So he intended to chop the wood.
Okay.
And what do you mean the wood he chopped? He intended to chop up wood and it flings over and kills somebody. Now he's kind of jealous and a person can go and chase him and kill him. Here he's being more reckless, shooting at the animal, but he's right next to the animal, next to the person, and that, oh, butter. Ooh. How can that be?
There's a pasuk saying the blidas that he's potter.
Well, what's the kavanah behind it?
Is it blidas?
Because he had kavanah to kill an animal. He has kavanah to kill an animal. He's not.
I thought the case we had kavanah to kill an animal and it was like a misidentification that there's a person who's
working. That's the next part, Jesus. Now that's the same possibility that. So now, what would be the din if somebody intended to kill an animal turned out to be a person? A girl don't can kill him?
No.
He can go, he has to go to God. No. The same din. Tayyus is putting the two together. Bridas tells us this. The same din. If you intend to kill an animal, you're not finished.
The fact is that we saw that he knew there was a person there.
Yeah.
The other case, the second case of the costume, he didn't know there was a person there.
Okay.
So it's like that case in Marcos where someone throws a rock into the ashpa or whatever it is. You know, it's a place that people could be.
Very intended for an animal. It's not that it could have been, would have been a stone went off. He intended for the animal. He acted for the animal. That's what his intention was.
What about chopping wood? When he's chopping wood, what is he intending to do?
He intended to cut wood.
So when how does
the blade went
so how is he more high than doing something more reckless? I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't know what I'm saying, that's something more saying.
He doesn't deserve Gallus because he's so reckless.
Tyson put the two together. Tyson puts it together with Inami, Kisova, Behema, Venimsa, Odom. Whatever you're going to say on that case, the same din is on the other.
That's a pill about
if you intend, if you act, you're allowed to kill animals. Yeah. You're allowed to kill animals. If your intention was to kill an animal, then it would be okay.
And if your intention was to chop wood?
and the blade went off and went somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it's that was completely.
Are you not allowed to kill animals? What? If you're not going to eat
that blade that went off, that went threw off, right? You should have checked his check if his blade was strong enough. He didn't. So that's not included in his act that he did. There he didn't, and he shot towards the animal, and the person was in the way. It's not that something else happened that he could have thought about before. The act that you did was that. Also, it's something else that happened. Not his act that he was doing turned out to be something else. Something else happened. He was chopping wood, and a splint went off and killed something. It's a different act. One more line of Tosis and then you can argue. Okay? You can argue all day, but I want to finish off Tosis. Betamen. Tosis got a kasha. But the whole pligi Rabbi Rabbonon, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Rabbonon and Nishmat Hambazel Mikatoi. Uminem Eta Mispakea. If the blade flew off. All the piece of wood broke off. There's a machlokes. Ma machai ba'ay. One case, Rebbe said, the iron goes off. Chayev, golos. And the Rabbanon say, a stone, the wood goes off. Chayev, golos. Amai chayev. Why the chayev? Is it any worse than? Sounds almost like Yossi's question. Any worse for Ave? Kimoini skamen isik shtayim zog arba. Somebody had intention to throw two and it goes four. Surely it's the same as Niskamev Akeitz and Jonathan Baruch and Nevoik. Surely it's the same as somebody who's planning to cut wood and the iron went further or the wood went further. Niskamev is extended on average in Potom and Golos. And cutting wood, Yochayev Golos. What's the difference? Niskamev is extended on average. Oh, there you are. Inge, Niskamev, a piece of wood and the wood goes off. So this line of Tosis was a very important line of Tosis because it teaches us that he understands the scamming is extreme. So Arba is the potter and goddess. But why are you potter and goddess? Kovla Mazid or Kovla Oinus? Which one? This line of Tosis taught us it's Kovla Oinus. Because if it's Kovla Mazid, there's no castle. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the scamming is extreme. So Arba, of course, you don't know the goddess of Kovla Mazid. But chopping wood and a piece of wood goes off, that's not Kovla Mazid. Tosis understands if you're involved in an act and the act that you do does something else, that's called Kovla Mazid. So Tosis got a kasha. Surely when you come chopping wood, your intention was to chop wood and something else happened, should be like Kovla Mazid. The question was just asking us just now about hitting an animal. Tosis asked the same kasha as. Why is it? His government's extreme is on Arba. Is it Oinus? Karba Oinus doesn't go to Golos. And his government is left at 18. And another piece of wood breaks off and hits somebody, which goes further than he planned it to go. He does go to Golos. What's the difference? So he says, Kasha, Tosis doesn't have an answer, leaves it Shver. Damon leaves it Shver. Okay? Outcome of Tosis. So the second one, Tosis. How many points on Tosis? 4 points on Tosis. What are they? Let's start with the first one. Yaakov, what's the first point of Tosis? Four stages of Tosis. First stage of Tosis, he was going with Rashi's first mahalach. Rashi's first mahalach was the Yechayev Golos. And now he had 2 points. Number one, he had, I'm saying the first part. Number one is why Rashi say Prat to exclude him from the second pasuk should have been
the
first pasuk. Second point he had was, what was it, half a minute to say that it should be part of a goddess, so you need the possible to say Chayim goddess. To which Tosis answers,
what's the second point?
And what's the half a minute to say that it should be part of a goddess, they needed Rabba to dash up from a possible to say Chayim goddess. Why shouldn't he be Chayim goddess? The scum is interesting, so Rabba, why shouldn't he be Chayim goddess? Show you. Oh, maybe the Gedrosh of Asherlo, it's all the right part of Mitzchayim Golos. Why not? Why would I have thought otherwise? To which the answer is, because there's another Pasuk elsewhere, but let's see it. To say this kind of Zerzer 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 that he is part of Golos. I would have thought maybe you are there in this kind of Zerzer. went a bit further, also would be potter galus. Vashel itzidah says yechayv galus. Ad kan shlav rishon shel tesis. Moving on to shlav bet. Ruben, would you like to help us out? What's the second stage of tesis? Ruben, want me Ruben to help out? If Yaakov is trying to prod you along.
So we're going with Rashi's second shot.
Second part of the Rashi. Is that your potter from Golos? And what's what's bothered about that?
Because if you're, but the Marvin Marcos says that if you go to the east and west, that they're your potter.
So if you've got two psukim, which one would you darshan? Right. The first one should tell me the bigger chiddush, the smaller chiddush. And yet the Gemara there does it the other way around. Which the answer was? David?
He's already involved in teaching.
He's involved in that pasuk, really. Eva dofoi, in the pesach, Eva dofoi, is he? Okay, but let's see the next pasuk. I'll tell you the first chiddush in Loi Kavanah. Now if you get Kavanah for going east and west, you're pasuk. Next kashal takes us by Shlav Gimel. Third shlav of Yisrael, you want to help us out? What's the third shlav of Tesis? Mishkoga. Why did you? Oh, that's right, the animal. You're the one they love. Yeah. That what? What's Tesis Kasha? It says
so
when
he shot and he went exactly what he wanted to do, but he hit what?
It says
he went the direction he wanted to go.
What's the deal? No, what's the case? It was coming to
there's an animal on top.
You're saying the answers. Oh. I want to build up the question. Question, please. Hey, the Gemara says if you had to come on to kill an animal and you kill the person, what's the deal?
It's in the butter.
Where do you know it from? Chicago. Special puzzle. Take places. Why do I need a special puzzle? It's included in the law we just said. It's coming to the sun. It's not that fair. And it's coming as extreme as it's like, it's included in that.
Answer Tesis. Hearing when exactly where he wanted to go.
Just what?
It's just that the animal and the person were so close to one another that he
on top
the
of
first
each
other. Mistake, he only meant to kill the animal, not the person.
Right. And the second answer Tesis.
That's the costume. That's
he thought it was.
He thought it was an animal, but it turned out it was a person.
Very good. And the last thing of Tesis, the last thing of Tesis. What's the last thing of Tesis? Just did it. Now you're going to stop. Come on. Come on, Yossi. Shit him off. Your kasher.
That was a different way of the case.
Right. What's the pshat? When it's coming to the extent of, I'm all your bottle. God willing, and it's gathered like it eats him, and a bear of wood goes off and goes further than he planned. He's Chayav Golos. What's the difference? Statement position. Right. Chiluk obviously is the thing you're chalukim. That Niskaven Nizik Shtayim was that act which he was planning to do, he thought he had control over it. Just the first time. Then that act somehow changed and became further. That's considered Einus. If you're cutting wood and like Dov Shein Niskaven without Kavana, something else happens, well, that already is not your act. So that's a shaker. That's the terrorist answer to his kasha. Tesis used it as a tema rasa. Wish you all a wonderful day. When are we learning next Tuesday? 9:30, and we'll be able to move towards the end. Probably only Thursday as well. Netz Hashem.
What's again on Tuesday?
Maybe go through it together first.
Yes.
If you still feel the need, I will race through it on Tuesday. But only if you still feel the need.
I'll race. I'll do each session slowly.
Do that together, Yechav.
Slowly.
Do that together, Yechav. And if...
Hey, did you say something?
The problem is you have to be careful what we do. We'll be careful with it.